97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon here on 97.1 FM Talk. And we bring in St. Louis County Councilman Dennis Hancock. Dennis, good afternoon.
Well, good afternoon to you, Joe.
Breaking news today is the county executive has been indicted by a grand jury, charged with two counts of committing class four election offenses. Your reaction to the indictment and what do you think about all this?
Well, at the time that he was doing that, I know several of us on the council told him, you can't do that. That violates state statute. It violates the county charter. And you just can't spend money on a clearly partisan mailing piece. It's just the wrong thing to do. My reaction to it is I'm not surprised, but at the same time, I'm very disappointed. Obviously, this is not a good day for the citizens of St. Louis County. And we just went through this a few years ago with Dr. Page's predecessor. He was convicted of a felony and went to federal prison for 4 years.
Wow. Wow. Now, do you think Sam Page should step down? What do you think the next step should be?
Well, I'm not going to call for his resignation. I think he's entitled to his day in court. But I think that what he needs to do while he's waiting for that day in court is to consider the impact this is going to have on his family, on his friends, on his constituents, and on all the people of St. Louis County. This is going to drag down everyone in St. Louis County, and I would hope that he would take that into consideration if this is going to go on and on for several months while he, if he decides to fight this. I would hope that he would take a different approach, but like I said, I'm not going to call on him to resign.
Now, you said, you were saying at the time that, you can't do this. This is a violation. I mean, were your colleagues on the other side also saying that?
They were. Actually, the dynamic on the council is such that we have a working coalition of three Republicans and three Democrats, and we work very closely together on most issues. And we were all in agreement at the time that, he shouldn't be doing this. This was the wrong thing to do. But he ignored our advice and decided to push forward with this anyway.
What do you think this means for Proposition B? Do you think it should go back on the ballot since, it was these mailers were put out to kind of sway people one way? I mean, should this go without the county putting mailers out on it?
Well, I think that's an interesting idea. I haven't talked to any of my colleagues about it as far as putting it back on the ballot. It would be next April before we could do that. There's no November ballot this year, but I think that before we do that, I would advise the voters in St. Louis County to consider very seriously who their next county executive is going to be. Do we really want to go down this road further or do we want to maybe go in a different direction?
You see the indictment, and as you said, this is something that you saw happening in real time. I mean, do you see a scenario where, as things stand right now, Sam Page is not found guilty? I know he's due his day in court. I get that. But with the evidence put in front of you and what you've seen in real time, I mean, can you imagine him not being found guilty on the charges as they stand today?
I believe that these charges are very serious. And I think that they are, I don't think this is the end of this story. I think that, they have a court date, I believe, scheduled for August 29th. And so that's almost another month to continue to investigate. I know that the Highway Patrol confiscated yesterday and took some other records with them. So I believe they're still looking at the evidence, and who knows what direction this is going to end up going in.
Hey, Dennis, really appreciate you taking some time out of your day to join us, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
Sounds great, Joe. Thanks for having me.